KGRGFM, KGRGFM, HD1 Auburn, also broadcasting on K207, AP 70 Lake Taft, 89.3 FM. You're listening to The Buzz, and I had a big old bowl of Cosbios.
So you'll be knocked out in about 10 minutes?
Putting the Jell-O pudding pops in your balanced breakfast. And a little something extra.
So let's hear from Adanica.
Guys?
Adanica?
Anybody?
Okay, fine. Let's hear from H. Quinn. H. Quinn, you there? All right. Oh, ah, there we go.
Hey!
Yay! We're the only two here.
Oh, man. You haven't experienced anything until you've experienced a two-person show, Dave.
No, I haven't, and we never had these when I was here before.
Oh.
But what do we got going on today?
I heard your package is overflowing again.
It is overflowing. I need somebody to grab it again.
Oh.
But yeah, we're going to be playing, having some trivia. Oh, do you have something for this?
I don't know.
Okay. Yeah, we're going to have trivia at 720. Give us a call at 715 to 253-833-5004, and you'll get a chance to handle my package.
Oh, no.
Well, yeah. We have a bunch of tickets again. You'll just get a, like, Jet City comic show in Tacoma. You got the Haunted Forest. I think we saw some Bad Religion tickets somewhere around here.
We
got a bunch of
stuff.
Yeah, we got stuff.
Wanted to give you a quick reminder that, again, this Saturday is our Pleasure Drive show. That's this Saturday, the 22nd, featuring Blue Helix, Marsalis, Acid Teeth, Southwark, Stolen Society. It's going to be a sick show. So Southwark just released the newest EP.
It's going to be tremendous.
Blue Helix is blowing up. Marsalis, they're coming down from Canada. They're super nice dudes.
Hey.
Well, part of them is coming from Canada.
Hey.
Hey. But I think Danica, I think Tommy and Quinn are all on the same bus and they missed it, so.
That makes sense.
Yep, here we go.
Promiscuous Pickles.
89.9 KGRG.
Geeky news.
That was Hope by Marsalis. You want to catch Marsalis, you can catch him this Saturday. Doesn't sound like something you want to catch, though. Well, it sounds like something you want to catch. Like, not as a disease. I don't know where I was going with that.
You shot a penicillin to get rid of it. Is that what you're saying?
I thought we were supposed to catch them all, though.
No.
Dave.
I don't know. They didn't catch Marsalis this Saturday. $10, 5 bands, and a whole lot of fun. All the money goes towards supporting KGRG Studios. It's KGRG and KGRG One, your classic alternative. But it's time for your geeky news this morning.
It is.
Geeky news.
Ah, man, I got something to tell you.
Do you?
Yeah.
Tell us.
You ready?
I'm ready. Tell us.
Remember Willy Wonka?
Remember Mary Berries?
Uh-huh. Remember?
What are they doing it to?
Well, it looks like Hollywood has run low on a pure imagination because Warner Brothers has acquired the rights to Willy Wonka from Ronald Dahl Estate.
Yep.
And they're teaming up with producer David Heyman. Hey, David.
Hey, man.
director, most known for Harry Potter, Fantastic Beasts, and Gravity, to make a new movie centered around the eccentric character.
No.
Sources revealed that the film will not be an original, or will not be an original origin tale. It will be original, though. But a standalone movie focused on Wonka and his early adventures. It's unknown who from the original book series, other than Wonka, will be involved in the project.
Hmm.
If the reboot is a hit, it seems likely that characters like Charlie could be seen in future installments of a possible franchise.
No!
So the remake they did with Johnny Depp, like, as long as it's not going to be another one of those, because I can't take that
I
again.
Liked the remake.
Well, it's going, like, Tim's
and you're wrong.
Young
and
Tim Burton is going to have nothing to do with it.
I did see the
original. Good.
I actually saw the original before I saw the remake, and I liked the remake better.
But this is going to be written by Simon Rich, who's famous for FXX's Man-Seeking Woman.
Oh, that's actually a really good show.
Maybe it will be good then.
Harry Potter in that show, so like they might be able to come
So up. You got that guy writing, you got the guys who directed Harry Potter directing. It might be interesting. The only issue is like Gene Wilder just died, man.
Yeah.
Like maybe they should give it a little bit.
Don't remind me.
Well, no, that's probably what they're trying to do, quote-unquote capitalize on it while the wound is fresh, which is horrible.
Awful.
Horrible
people. Ruining my childhood.
You're still a child.
Not really.
Next news story I got for you is Guardians of the Galaxy 2 dropped a whole bunch of stuff because, you know.
Yes.
James Gunn loves us so much.
First thing we got was a poster, and the poster looked sick.
It did.
Does it have Baby Groot?
It does.
He's little Baby Groot hiding behind Peter Quill's leg. Yondu's got a mohawk now. Huh? A lot's changed.
Mohawk?
It looked like Star-Lord had a beard.
Yeah, he's got a little bit of a beard now.
What?
And then you actually got the teaser trailer, too, and you have, like, you got Drax giving Peter Quill a hug.
Ew.
And
yeah.
It looks really action-y. It looks really, really slick.
It does.
And
of course,
it's supposed to come out again.
Baby
next year.
Groot! Yeah.
And of course, they had to open it with Blue Suede.
Of course. You have to.
Of course.
Obviously.
It's Guardians.
I cannot wait for that soundtrack, so I could still say Space Jam has the best soundtrack ever.
I mean, can you wait for that soundtrack? Because Homeboy only has... He just got his second mixtape.
Yeah.
So...
Yeah.
Like, it already has the same song from the last movie. He only has access to, like, what, 12 songs now?
He just really likes that song.
That might be on both sides.
And then, other piece of news I got for you. We got an official look at the actual face of Logan from Old Man Logan series.
Yeah, he is definitely Old Man Logan.
Yeah. The interesting thing about this one is Homeboy looks like he got beat up.
Really?
He's got a few scars. He's a little gristled. His hair shorter. He doesn't have, like, the Mike do going on.
You know everybody's expecting a certain cameo in this, right?
Oh, yeah.
It's not going to happen, but we're expecting it.
But the biggest thing for me, again, is the scarring on his face because he's supposed to be able to heal, right?
Maybe as he says he's Old Man Logan, those powers diminish?
That's exactly what happens in the story, or at least in the comic storyline. As he gets older, his powers are diminishing, and that's what they've stated in the movie release so far. His claws are a little bit slower to come out.
Mm-hmm.
Again, I hate to compare it, but he's going to be like Arnold's Terminator where like his knee was displaced and stuff like that. He's going to be in rough shape, and it's going to be interesting to see what they do with this and how they go about doing it.
The story will be better, though, than Old Man Terminator.
Oh, my God.
I wonder if they're going to have, like, a, like, applesauce and prunes or something to make, like, a bad joke. I don't know where
was
going.
There'll be old people jokes, I'm sure.
Well, I know that, but...
And then, Dave, you got one last piece of news?
Exciting news. A couple things dropped today. There's going to be a new Red Dead Redemption trailer today because they're actually coming out with a second game for that, which everybody's going crazy for.
Yeah, didn't the first one come out on PS2?
It did.
Like, years ago?
Years ago, and this has been something a lot of fans have been waiting for years. Like, this is almost Half-Life 3 level waiting.
Oh.
But Nintendo, in all their glorious wisdom, decides to drop a trailer today as well about their new console. That's launching in March 2017, the Nintendo NX.
Nintendo still exists.
I've never hit a woman before. or a child.
They have an NXT game?
No, but apparently there's a new Legend of Zelda game that will be forward compatible for the system as well. So that's going to be huge, too. So
I still have the first Nintendo little handheld gamey thingy, the DS that came out.
That's not the first one!
Not the first one! You do realize I woke up maybe 45 minutes ago. Okay, sorry.
My heart physically hurts right now.
I will look it up. My brain isn't working.
It's called a Game Boy.
I never... What?
Just go.
Moving on. I think that's what
go.
I had.
Here's the yellow card. Heard he's gone. 89.9 KJRG.
Sorry.
Breaking news.
Breaking news.
Breaking news.
Breaking news.
Breaking news.
Breaking news.
This hour's news is brought to you by Jet City Comic Show. You can find out tickets and guest information on JetCityComicShow.com. That's JetCityComicShow.com.
I'm sorry, I had frosting in my mouth and I could not talk.
Jet City Comic Show.
Dave did it on purpose.
He did.
I could go really bad right now, but I'm not going to. What's our first story, Clark?
Don't you dare, Dave.
All right, so first news story.
Grr faces.
God.
Yep.
All right, first news story.
Yep.
So your grandma might be cool, but
she's the coolest.
Not as cool as this grandma. Yeah, she snuck over $500,000 in cocaine into Detroit.
What up, Grammy?
When your
is it safe to ask where?
It is safe to ask where.
Okay, good.
when your grandma's more hardcore than you are.
So a bizarre drug bust involving a grandmother with a checkered past and a person known as Lover Boy.
Oh.
The federal government has charged a 63-year-old woman with sneaking $500,000 worth of cocaine into a Detroit-bound plane from Las Vegas and then trying to deliver that coke after landing. The woman court record shows looked suspicious at the luggage carousel at Metro Airport, so federal agents followed her. She was arrested 3 hours later in Detroit and made her one allowable phone call. It was supposed to be her daughter, the prosecutor said, but the contact on her phone read Lover Boy.
Okay, ooh. So let me channel my best inner old man Mike.
No.
She loves all that blow!
See, I thought you were going to sing a Lover Boy song.
No.
Because she's as cold as ice, man.
That was Foreigner.
Yeah, that was Foreigner.
He also did Lover Boy.
No.
Yes, he did. Anyways, charges Cheryl Cheatman of Phoenix, Arizona.
Of course.
Who was ordered jailed Monday, 3 days after federal agents followed her from the airport and arrested her in Detroit in the middle of what authorities believe was a major drug handoff. She was denied bond due to the size of the drug bust and lengthy criminal past. Since in her early 30s, the woman had numerous convictions, including shoplifting, selling and possessing drugs, theft, and failing to appear in court 7 times. The prosecutor argued she also served 6.5 years in jail for theft.
So what hasn't she done?
I'm afraid to ask.
Yeah, me too.
Next news story, just a quick PSA. Two Washington deaths have been reported so far in the 2016-2017 flu season.
Wait, it's already flu season?
Yeah. Two people in Washington State have died from the flu at the start of the 2016-2017 flu season, according to an update from the Washington State Department of Health. Cairo 7 News reported in September that a person in Spokane County died at the end of August, and then a woman was confirmed dead on Tuesday in King County. The person died in September. The Department of Health told Cairo 7 News that flu activity is low in the state and that these deaths are not are earlier than previous seasons.
So what you're saying is we should panic and take to the streets, right?
Nah, man, just wash your hands.
Okay.
Just freaking wash your hands.
Coughs and you get the
dirty
flu
animal.
Vaccine.
Well, even if you don't get the flu vaccine,
yeah.
you do you, but at least...
That was a commercial
do
I
everyone
heard on
a
the
courtesy.
Radio for like 3 years.
Do everyone the common courtesy. After you wash the bathroom and you handle anything, even if you got like the sniffles... Wash your damn hands, you nasty, nasty child.
Also, you have the little babies, don't bring your kid to the daycare because you want to get swole if your kid has the flu.
Yep.
Also not cool.
So
don't try to be getting yoked while your kid's coughing up lungs.
So whoever calls in today for Ticket Trivia Thursday is going to have to wash their hands after they get my package?
Don't stop it.
Hey, damn. Phrasing!
Oh, man. So yeah, just wash your hands, dude.
PSA from the Buzz.
Dave, you got sports?
I got sports. We have our first entrant into the World Series when the Indians won last night 3-0 over the Blue Jays.
Oh, this is the team with like Charlie Sheen and stuff, right?
You know what? There's a call out to get the entire Major League roster or Major League cast to throw out the first pitch at some point during the World Series. It needs to happen, and Bob Uecker needs to call one of the games. He has to.
Only if they play Wild Thing when the pitchers
take
them out.
Oh, they need to.
Oh, gosh.
Andrew Miller, relief pitcher, was named the ALCS MVP for his contributions in stopping the Jays' bats. And this Tuesday is also a huge day for the city of Cleveland, which we'll be talking to a couple of Cleveland's finest tomorrow from the Not So Much But Us show.
Oh, yeah.
But next Tuesday, game one of the World Series is slated to start there. Plus, the Cavs are going to be hanging their NBA championship banner, the first championship Cleveland's had since the 50s.
Oh, good for them.
I mean, you gotta give him something, right?
We didn't have to. But I think that was it for news and sports. And this hour, we'll have more next hour with H. Quinn.
And all we got a story time coming up next.
We do. Theme today is school.
It's gonna take you guys to school.
Damn!
I thought it was pickles for some reason.
Show the ropes to Danica.
We've already had the pickle this morning.
Oh, okay.
Hey, phrasing!
This is the Buzz.
Dave!
Get ready, because it's story time, story time on the Buzz. KGRG 89.9 FM.
It is story time.
Story on the Buzz. Time!
That gets me every time, Corbin.
Story time.
The drums and then smooth.
R.I.P. that guy.
You did AF.
Well, he might be on KGRG1, your classic alternative, coming soon.
Yeah, he might be. We don't know. We don't know who it is.
Things from the grave.
So be listening on KGRG 1330 AM for DJ Ghostman.
And the brand new KGRG1 app.
Hey.
But it's time for story time. Hey, Danica, what do?
Well, there's a theme. It's called school today. And I ask you for nouns and adjectives. And I put them in the right order because I know what the story is, but you don't.
Ooh.
So.
You guys gonna ask us guys for adjectives and.
Yes.
Dope.
This is gonna be fun.
So, what's the first one?
Adjective.
So, for school?
Uh-huh.
Well, yellow. Because, yeah, yellow school buses. Oh, yeah.
I heard pink first, though.
Pink school buses are better.
No.
What? Yes.
There's no such thing.
There what? Is, actually, there's a school for somewhere. I know they have a pink bus. I'll find it.
Little kids wear pink at school, so I'm going to go with it.
Me. Okay.
Name of girl in room.
Danica.
I was just about to say that, but I couldn't remember names.
I mean, we could have said my girl Dave, but...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Adjective.
You're not Mickey.
Adjective. Let's go...
Sparkly.
I was going to say smelly, because like... Elementary
smelly.
Elementary school kids are smelly, man.
Yeah, yeah, so are junior high kids.
Just for the record.
And high school kids.
Oh. And college kids.
Yeah.
Name of boy in room.
My girl Dave!
Damn it. And she'll put it like that too, I'm sure.
Adverb.
Sparkly. Adverb.
Learningly?
Learningly?
Smartering.
Noun.
Ruler.
Hmm.
Okay.
Nuns.
Catholic school.
Noun.
Nuns.
Adverb.
Oh, man.
Mechanical pencil-y?
Adverb followed by exclamation.
Oh, jeez.
So, no.
Happily.
I guess, if you're a freaking nerd.
Yeah.
Nerd.
And then,
I'm not a nerd. I've just had the proper amount of caffeine today.
We need an exclamation?
Yes.
Hmm. I can think.
Someone say ka-chow.
School's out!
There you go.
Summer!
School's out.
Shut up. It's winter.
You can't tell me that.
Did I not just do it?
Oh. Damn.
Okay. Cork, I think we need something up.
Adjective.
Adjective? Math?
Smart? Smart.
Mathematical.
The smart kid. So smart is a adjective.
I want to go with mathematical.
Mathematical.
Oh, yeah, mathematical equation. That does work.
Yeah.
Mathematical.
It's mathematical.
It's adverb. Mathematical.
Adverb. Why adverb?
Because that's what it says.
Adverbally.
Knowingly.
It says swimmingly because I took swim class.
Ooh, swimmingly.
I like that. Go swimmingly.
Yeah, I like that.
Swim too. Class last period was great. PE first period was awful.
You guys have pools?
You have swim class here?
Not here. Like my
what?
High school.
I thought you were like last year and I was like, what?
Well, we do have archery here and we have intro to fencing.
Right here at Green River College. Greenriver.edu.
I can't afford to go to that.
Adjective.
Another one.
Stizzy?
Yeah, dizzy, that works.
Is a stizzy an adjective?
You can't beat it with a stizzy, that's for sure. Cork can't even right now.
Adjective.
Another one?
Yes.
Adjective?
Followed by a noun.
Adjective. We're gonna go...
Dumb nerd. That's dumb predicative nerd for...
Okay.
Noun. Because oxymoron.
Okay.
Do we have our story?
Are you guys ready for a story? That's what it's titled.
Oh, it's just a story?
Yeah.
Yes! Oh, okay.
There's a sudden pink knock on the door. Danica turned to her smelly lover. Oh, excellent. No, I don't like this anymore.
Love it, Bagel.
Quick, my girl, Dave. She kind of... I don't want to do it. Spark, sparkly hide in the ruler closet. Oh my God, what are we doing?
Hide in the ruler closet.
It was her boyfriend. Oh, I'm too tired. Okay. I forgot my nuns. She said, what is happening? Okay. He said happily, school's out, he added. Where did this mathematical cigar come from?
What?
That's my boyfriend. He was like, where did this mathematical... Yeah.
Where did this mathematical...
Because my girl Dave was smoking a cigar.
Apparently.
Anyways. What cigar? She asked swimmingly. Don't give me any of that stizzy stuff, he shouted. Next time I catch you smoking my cigars, I'm going to whale the dumb nerd out of you. What was that? I don't even know. Story time.
You catch a love connection tomorrow.
Yeah, you can.
Yeah.
That sounded like a love connection.
Right?
I don't even.
That's why we love story time. But
story time.
What was that?
I'm scared.
I don't know.
It's me when I'm not warmed up.
But Cork, what's this? No. What are you doing?
What?
What's happening?
I don't know what that was.
What are you doing over there? Stop hitting buttons.
That was a news story that shouldn't have happened.
Doubt filled the mind.
Because I was going to play some MC Chris.
Live radio.
9.9 KGRG. You're listening to The Buzz.
Yeah, you are.
Let's see how well The Buzz crew knows their music. You gotta focus on the lyrics in your songs. It's time for the mixtape remix on 89.9 KGRG. Go ahead and break them off with a little previews of the remix. KGRG FM, KGRG FM, HD1, Auburn, also broadcasting on K207 AP, Sumner League Taps, 89.3 FM. You're listening to The Buzz. It's time for a little game that I like to call the mixtape remix, where I read some lyrics very sensually.
Yeah, you do. So what do you do? Lights down low.
Oh, yeah. Contestants have to name the artist and they have to name the name of the song. And this week's theme...
Oh, no, there's a
songs
thing.
Written from beyond the grave.
I'm too tired for this.
So all these songs were released after the artist was dead.
Oh.
Wow.
Okay.
Right?
Tragic. Okay.
And there's been a lot of them. Like, Michael Jackson had some.
Tupac has some.
Tupac is still releasing. You can catch my rap career since it's pretty much dead.
Oh, no.
Dead before it even started, man.
The all-white NWA?
Oh, yeah. All right, so we ready for this one, Dave?
I'm first? Okay.
It's going to be Dave versus Danica and intern Quinn.
Oh, boy.
So Dave's going first.
Okay.
When routine bites hard and ambitions are low and resentment runs high but emotions won't grow and we're changing our ways, taking different roads, then love will tear us apart again.
I'm not... What?
It's Dave's turn.
I feel like it's Prince, but I'm not sure.
Need a hint?
Yeah.
This will sound super familiar.
It does.
Yeah.
He's dead?
The lead singer's dead.
It's the Alan Parsons Project, I think. I have no idea the name of the song, though.
I mean, you were close, except not really.
Oh.
It sounds like Alan Parsons. Almost like a ghost.
By Joy Division.
Joy Division.
What?
Love will tear us apart again.
What?
I never even heard of Joy Division.
I don't know who that is or that song.
They were big in the 80s.
I know them.
They had one song, apparently.
So was my mom's hair.
I guess.
All right, their turn.
All right, guys.
I fail again.
I've walked too long in this lonely lane. I've had enough of the same old game. I'm a man of the world, and they say I'm strong, but my heart is heavy, and my hope is gone.
I hate you so much.
Out in the city, in the cold world outside, I don't want pity, just a safe place to hide. Mama, please, let me back inside.
I hate you so much.
Told you you'd get that one. Off air, I told Dave he'd get one. Just not the one I was going to give him.
I hate you so much.
It sounds familiar.
It sounds so familiar.
I will actually be surprised if you've heard this song.
Right?
Because this is deep.
Is this a deep cut?
Hey, phrasing! It is a deep cut, honestly.
Ready?
Yeah.
You'll know the artist when you hear the song.
Oh?
What is on the tip of my tongue. I know this.
My heart is heavy. My hope is gone. Is it like Freddie Mercury?
That's part of it.
He was a...
Are you trying to, like, prompt the song title?
No, no, the band.
Oh, I know the band. It's Queen.
There we go. Thank you.
Yeah. I thought we were looking for the song title.
You are both.
But I don't know the name of the song.
I doubt you guys have heard this unless you...
I've heard it. I know I've heard it.
I just cannot think of the
Can I
title.
Just...
Yeah, go ahead.
It's Mother Bone.
Mother Love.
Mother Love.
You're thinking Mother Love Bone.
Yeah, I am.
Exactly.
Mother Love.
Mother Love Bone, which you can catch on KGRG1, your classic alternative.
Yes, you can. But yeah, that is Freddie Mercury and Queen.
This song was actually released 3 days after Freddie Mercury died.
Yep.
No. Stop making me sad.
That was your mixtape remix for this morning.
I hate you.
Of songs that were released after the artist had died from beyond the grave.
I feel like you really enjoy saying that.
I think
you
can
catch the mixtape remix every Thursday morning on The Buzz.
But now, former intern Aaron is not here to play trivia again.
Hey, Aaron.
So scared.
He is.
Hey, Aaron, call us at 253-833-5004 if you aren't scared. Meantime, we got some tickets to give away on Ticket Trivia Thursday. Right after Keep It Cool by Ungodly Rust. It's The Buzz on 89.9 KGRG.
Cutie call coming up soon. One of these three contestants wants to get a hold of my package.
Phrasing?
Cork, a Danica, or H. Quinn.
And now it's time to play everyone's new favorite game show, Buzz It, with your host, Dave.
Dave's not here.
I am here. You just heard Blue Helix with Bullets. They're going to be headlining the KGRG Pledge Drive show this Saturday.
Saturday, Saturday, Saturday.
Exciting.
Doors open at 5:30. Show starts at 6. $10 gets you in to see five great bands headlined by Blue Helix.
Plus, we'll be there.
Yeah, we'll be there.
Come party with us.
Come say hi with us. And apparently, nobody wants my package today, Cork.
Nope.
Womp womp.
That's normal for me.
They scurred. After I pulled them from behind yesterday and won. They scurred.
Hey, phrasing!
I'm not going to comment on this.
I wouldn't either. You know who else is scared?
Hey, Aaron. You still know the phone number, buddy. 253-833-5004. 253-833-5004, Aaron.
I've heard rumors he may be returning tomorrow, but we'll see what happens.
Because he's scurred!
But until then, Cork, Danica, H. Quinn. I guess we'll do like last week. If you want the package of tickets, just call us at some point during the show.
Just call us.
253-833-5004.
Don't be scared.
Well, let's go ahead and hop right into a question. Numero uno. By the way, Cork, that's number one.
Here we go.
Oh, my God.
Hey, man, this is America.
The Hindu god Ganesha has the head of what animal?
Quinn.
Cork. Quinn.
Elephant.
Wow.
Yeah. Wow. For a split second, I thought you said Cork. That's why I was staying silent.
Because they both start with Q.
They start with a K. Yeah, the K sound. So I was like, oh, he beat me. But no.
All right, question number two. In which decade saw the destruction of the Berlin Wall?
Danica.
Cork. Danica?
80s.
Wow.
Because I remember
Mr. Gorbachev.
Hasselhoff had the song.
I remember the hair. Pictures of them tearing down the wall and seeing the hair. Yep.
Are you 80s. Talking bad about the Hoff?
Oh, I'm
hey,
not.
Hey, I will hassle the Hoff if I want to.
Don't hassle the Hoff.
Question number three. What planet features the great dark spot?
Quinn.
Danica.
Quinn.
Oh,
Danica.
Cork.
Mars.
Danica. Huh?
Mars?
Danica got in before you.
No, it's not Mars.
Danica.
Jupiter. Yeah.
It is Saturn, friend.
Uranus.
Quinn.
Quinn.
The moon.
Danica.
Did Corbin rub off on her? Because she said the moon is a planet.
Adanica. Oh, no!
Adanica.
I didn't do that! No!
Neptune?
It is.
Oh, that was my next guess. I didn't mean to say that.
Yeah, you only guessed like five other planets.
What's
like
what spot
left.
Are we talking about here?
The great dark spot.
Uranus.
For some reason.
You're thinking the giant red spot for Jupiter.
Yeah, I was
whatever,
thinking,
man.
I was thinking of the dark side of the moon for some reason, even though the moon is not a planet.
He said spot net side.
I did. Question number four. What team sport uses the largest field area?
Quinn.
Quinn.
Football?
Cork.
Cork.
Rugby.
Danica.
Danica.
Field hockey.
Quinn.
Quinn.
Yeah, volleyball. That's I had to
multiple cork. Choice.
Cork.
Soccer.
What?
Okay, multiple choice. What team sport uses the largest field area? Is it soccer, polo, cricket, or rugby?
Danica.
Danica?
Polo.
It is polo.
Rickety cricket.
Horses.
Horses. Horses. Horses.
Question number five. This seems very familiar. 3-1 Cork has nothing again. Sandra Bullock won the 2009 Best Actress Oscar for her role in which film?
Quinn?
Oh. Quinn.
The Blind Side?
Yeah.
Really? I got it right.
That's what I was thinking, yep. Actually.
3-2 Question number six. What subatomic particle has no charge?
Cork.
Cork.
Neuron?
Danica.
Quinn.
Danica.
Ion?
Quinn.
Quinn.
Neutron.
Neutron.
Because it's neutral.
Not neuron. Neutron.
Because it's neutral. See, I earned that.
It wasn't Jimmy Neuron.
I earned my grade in chemistry, all right?
3-3 Question number seven. How many cards are usually used in a game of traditional solitaire?
Danica.
Danica.
52.
I was going to guess 54.
Why? There's not even 54 in a deck.
Well, there are if you count the jokers, but
yeah.
They're not
They
used.
Don't count.
No, exactly. Question number eight. What is the world's slowest mammal?
Cork.
Cork.
Sloth.
Look at you.
Sloth.
That was my guess.
Look at you.
Andrea is terrified of sloths, and it's really funny.
That's awesome.
I love sloths.
They'll never catch you. Why are you afraid
Actually,
of them?
Actually, the baby sloths
the dead
can
eyes.
Move really fast, and they make this adorable noise. They go, eh.
4-3-1 Question number nine. In the movie Cujo, what type of dog?
Cork.
Cork.
St. Bernard.
Was Cujo.
Yeah, never seen the movie.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't really feel like it.
Okay,
so.
Cork, you're in a conundrum here. It's 4-3-2 You need Quinn to tie it up.
I mean, just like yesterday, right?
Question number 10. What actor became mayor of the real city, Carmel-by-the-Sea, California, for 3 years in 1986?
Quinn.
Quinn.
Arnold Schwarzenegger?
No.
That's the first thing I thought of. I'm sorry.
Danica or Cork?
I don't know.
I'm going to guess anyways, and I really hope it's not right, or else I'm going to lose, but... Cork?
Yeah?
Was it Adam West?
That would have been awesome if it was.
Multiple choice.
I mean, he was Catman, and he was also mayor, and he was mayor of, mayor of Quahog.
Oh, yeah, Quahog, yeah.
Yeah, what the heck?
All right, what actor became mayor of the real city, Carmel-by-the-Sea, California, for 3 years in 1986? Was it Clint Eastwood, Tommy Lee Jones, Jack Lemmon, or Robert De Niro?
Quinn.
You son of a bitch, Cork.
I do feel lucky, punk.
Yeah, you should.
I just randomly guessed.
Once again, Danica and Quinn get first crack. If they get it wrong, Cork gets shot to steal again.
Crack.
Question number tiebreaker. What famous racing circuit is nicknamed the Brickyard?
What? Oh, I remember my dad was talking about this.
A Danica or Quinn first? I'm not going to do multiple choice or hint until you guys guess.
Danica.
A Danica?
Daytona. I don't know. That's the only one I can think of.
Brick.
Cork?
Quinn.
Yeah, 5 seconds.
I can't. I have no... Kentucky Derby Field. I thought
Cork.
Of the field.
The Indianapolis 500 Div.
I knew he'd get it.
Yeah, he would get it. So close. So how many times have you won now, Cork?
That's, what, 5 in a row? 4 in a row?
4 in a row.
2 in a row on overtime.
Someone should have told me that before we started playing.
Aaron, come back. That's all I have to say right now.
Oh, man. You guys are doing all the hard work, and I'm still winning.
Wow. Victory speech.
Now, I don't know what to say, man. Again, you guys did all the work for me. Thanks.
Girl.
Yeah, if you want to call winning on a technicality a victory.
So Cork is the champ again.
Drink it in, man.
Grr. You're going down, Cork, tomorrow.
See, Tommy said the same thing, and look what happened. He didn't even show up.
Yeah.
He He's working.
Excuses. But you are listening to The Buzz on KGRG FM. Here I Am by Asking Alexander is next. We'll be back with H. Quinn in the news.
Yay!
Right after this.
Phrasing?
Breaking news.
Breaking news.
Breaking news.
Breaking news.
Breaking news. Breaking news.
Breaking news.
This is the 7:30 news, sponsored by the Jet City Comic Show. JetCityComicShow.com for all the information on tickets, guests, events, and more. That's JetCityComicShow.com.
Hey everybody, it's H. Quinn here with your news. So we're going to carry off a little bit from the 6:30 news, going a little more into a story. A mother in Port Orchard is definitely warning other parents to vaccinate their children. She rushed her 12-year-old daughter to the hospital after she wasn't really doing very well from the flu, and within hours, sadly, her daughter passed away. This mother is now sewing baby hats to raise awareness with a little message on them reminding you to vaccinate your children. In Seattle, 2,000 teachers today are wearing Black Lives Matter shirts to school to promote equality within schools. These teachers are determined to stamp out any form of racial injustice for all, despite concerns that the action isn't appropriate for schools. And for something a little cuter, a 5-year-old cop has decided to take the safety of his Kansas neighborhood into his own little adorable hands. He patrols at night with his family wearing a police costume, riding a little toy motorcycle. He yells at speeders and demands they pay a fine by giving him a kiss on the cheek. It's cute when you read. It's very cute. For your sports, the latest scores last night for the baseball: the Indians beat the Blue Jays 4-1, the Cubs beat the Dodgers 10-2, and for football tonight, the Bears will face the Packers at 5:25 on CBS, and I'll update you on that final score tomorrow morning at 7:30.
No one will care.
Haha, very funny. Right now, it's a chilly 50 degrees out there, so make sure you all stay warm. Bring an umbrella for the light rain. Well, they say light, but we know what that means. Today, there'll be a high of 60 and a low of 47. Tomorrow, with a high of 60 and a low of 46 with a 70% chance of rain. Now, for your traffic, if you are coming up north on the 167, it's again a parking lot. And if you're coming down south to Auburn on the 167, it's not that great. On the I-5 off-ramp on MLK Junior Way, there is a disabled vehicle that is currently blocking the ramp. On the I-405 northbound off-ramp, there is a disabled vehicle partially blocking the ramp. I think I just repeated myself.
Yep.
And that's all for now. And we're not on Tuesday anymore, so I don't need to talk about that. Everyone stay safe out there. Stay dry, and I'll see you tomorrow.
So,
bye!
So, Cork, was that light rain this morning that you came in?
By God, no.
they claim.
Also, the Dodgers won, but like.
No, the Cubs won 10-2.
The Cubs won 10-2?
Yeah, they destroyed them. After not scoring for two games straight, they got their bats back yesterday.
According to Google, the Cubs beat the Dodgers, okay? So I am not liable for any false information on Google.
The series is now tied at 2-2, and they play again tonight in L.A. It's gonna be a good series.
Yep. All right, everybody. See you tomorrow.
Yep.
Bye.
Yeah, against the current up next on 89.9 KGRG.
Feels like we're going against the current.
Right.
You're listening to KGRG 89.9 FM, today's rock. Now it's time to sit back, relax, and crack open a six-pack with The Buzz.
Six-pack. 89.9 KGRG, you're listening to The Buzz, and it's time for a six-pack. Our top six list of things that are awesome, sometimes not so awesome.
Today's awesome, I think.
Danica's got a message for me, hold on.
Oh, no. Play that same song again?
Let's hear that same song one more time!
There's a guy on hold that wants to talk about your package. He said that he wanted, but he never got your package. He wants to hear Mac Daddy.
Apparently somebody wants my package?
We will contact that gentleman in a bit.
Yeah. Because we're in the middle of, or we're starting a six pack, and apparently you opened one without me even wanting you to.
Phrasing?
But today, in honor of the Simpsons 600th episode, Jesus Christ, they've been on for 600 episodes, and they're still somewhat funny. I don't know, this season's been pretty good, I think.
I like the Boston episode.
Yeah. But it is the top six behind-the-scenes stories of Simpsons guest stars.
Okay.
A lot of stars have guest starred on The Simpsons in many ways. These are some of the more interesting stories that happened. Let's open up number 6. No guitar riff?
Phrasing?
I will murder all of you.
Elizabeth Taylor and Maggie's sexy first word. Let that simmer for a second.
Oh, because they did the whole, like, short thing.
Yeah.
Like, short film thing. That one.
Yep. Legendary Golden Age actress Elizabeth Taylor was part of a significant 4-season Simpsons milestone, providing the voice for Maggie's first and only word at the time. However, problems arose when Matt Groening and the producers found Taylor's voice, quote, too sexual for a baby. After 24 takes, Taylor allegedly said, forget you, in not his nice words, to Groening, and stormed out.
Oh my.
Although there are conflicting accounts of this, whatever the case, she and the staff seemed to patch things up, and she returned later in the season for a second guest spot. And after her death in 2011, The Simpsons dedicated an episode to her.
Oh, wow.
I don't remember if she actually did finish that. I don't think that was her voice in that episode.
Well, but they also did an episode where she spoke recently, too.
Yeah, she did like a monologue in one of those short story things, like Lisa and Marge were at the nail place, I think.
Yeah.
Let's go ahead and open up number 5. Justin Timberlake punked by writers. Episode. Do you remember this one?
Maybe.
No.
Episode New Kids on the Bleck. Start boy band NSYNC when they all danced everywhere, literally.
Right.
Now seems like an early indication of the show's future direction and its frustrating tendency to cast storytelling aside in favor of transparent cameos from trending celebrities. Fortunately, the band did a decent job as far as these things go, and the episode was a good one. The boys of NSYNC were enthusiastic about appearing on the show, although Justin Timberlake had some reservations about saying word, because that's all he said was word, remember? Like, every other word was word with him.
Well, yeah, that's how they spoke in the early 2000s, late 90s.
But he thought that was misrepresentative of how he actually talked.
No, it's not. No.
In response, the staff replayed the one take where Timberlake actually said the phrase after almost every NSYNC line. Which is true, because all the boy bands just said word after everything. Word.
Word.
Word. Let's go ahead and open up number 4.
Word.
Tony Blair makes staff jump through hoops. Apparently, Prime Minister Tony Blair was on an episode.
The actual Prime Minister?
Yeah.
Of where?
UK. England. The island. The Majesty's homeland.
Where the Corgis are.
Yes. Season 15 marked the first time a head of government appeared on The Simpsons. After being denied an appearance by every U.S. president from Gerald Ford onward, The Simpsons gave Great Britain a try and were rewarded with Prime Minister Tony Blair after much perseverance.
See, my favorite episode with the president was the one where Homer fought George Bush.
Yep, that was funny.
Oh, my God.
But after 8 months of negotiations and requested script changes, Blair finally agreed, giving showrunner Al Jean 15 minutes to record the part on one day's notice. That sounds right for an aristocrat.
Right?
But those are 6 through 4 of the...
I didn't hear my favorite yet.
There's still 3 more left.
Yeah, that's how the 6-pack works, Cork.
What?
Yeah, we do 3 at first, it's 5 and 4, and then we do 3, 2, 1 after whatever song is up next.
Well, by golly, I should probably tune in after Moose Blood. 89.9 KGRG.
By golly, you should.
Yeah.
And now, back to the 6-pack.
89.9 KGRG FM, that was Blink-182. The only thing that matters is you're listening to the second part of our 6-pack.
Yeah, you are.
Our top 6 list of things are awesome, sometimes not so awesome, this week by Dave.
Yep, today it's awesome on KGRG FM, KGRG FM HD1 Auburn, also broadcasting on K207 AP, Sunrise Late Taps, 89.3 FM.
You just made the list!
Yes, I did. Thank you. But today we're going over the top 6 behind-the-scenes stories of Simpsons guest stars in honor of their 600th episode this past Sunday. Number 6 was Elizabeth Taylor and Maggie's sexy first word. Number 5, Justin Timberlake being punked by the writers. And number 4, Tony Blair makes staff jump through hoops.
Now, off air, David and I were talking. There were a couple on here that I was surprised didn't make it at all.
Yeah, they were not. And we'll go over those at the end because I think they should have been. But maybe this didn't do anything weird behind the scenes. Let's go ahead and open up number 3. Julian Assange records lines under house arrest. You know who Julian Assange is, right?
Oh, that's the WikiLeaks motherfucker.
Yes, the WikiLeaks guy. There's not much to say about Julian Assange that hasn't already been said. He's duly seen as both a champion for democracy and a traitor of it. Everything the man says or does is taken ultra seriously, but somehow between leaking classified military documents and hopping between countries, he found time to appear as himself on The Simpsons' 500th episode. Assange was under house arrest in England at the time, pending extradition to Sweden. Al Jean, though, managed to require a phone number to call, but no information on Assange's whereabouts. As a result, Assange's lines were recorded over the phone, and his voice sounds muffled. His performance isn't really that great, but the magnitude and controversy of WikiLeaks' phenomena makes his guest spot instantly memorable. What do you mean the phone muffles your voice and it doesn't sound good? What do you mean? That doesn't happen, right, Cork? Oh, wow, that made me muffled,
right?
What the hell? Oh, that's sad. Number two. Number two, Stephen Hawking makes technician work 36-hour shift. Do you remember the one where Stephen Hawking was on?
He's been on a couple.
I think with Lisa was like getting some award or something. I think he was a presenter or something. But Stephen Hawking, one of the world's greatest minds, suffers from, I'm going to butcher this, I apologize, amyotrophic lateral sclerosis, a disease which has left him almost completely paralyzed. As a result, he speaks through his speech synthesizer, and in spite of his disease, though, he produced some of the most significant works in history of physics and has admirably maintained the ability to make fun of himself, appearing on several Simpsons episodes.
So you're saying despite the fact that he has a physical disability, he still likes to get physical with physics?
He does. The crazy thing, though, about Hawking's first appearance was the utter determination to take part. His wheelchair broke down days before he was due to record in L.A., and he made his assistant and a technician work a 36-hour shift, getting it repaired in time. When he arrived, he told the staff, "Sorry for being late." That's what he probably sounded like. No. Nothing. Okay. Looked like he was going to hit a button there, so. There we go. Ooh, burns. And finally, number one. Kind of wish Corbin was here. R.I.P. that guy.
Well, he's dead, so he's not.
Sonic Youth won't star with Courtney Love.
And can you blame them?
I don't at all. The episode Homerpalooza, one of my personal favorite episodes of all time, the Rock and Roll Fantasy Camp.
Yeah.
From Simpsons' seventh season, is one of the show's greatest episodes and starred a myriad of 90s music icons. Evidence that despite the criticism of the show, huge rosters of guest stars don't necessarily make for a bad episode. Those featured are pioneering rap group Cypress Hill, alt-rock icon Sonic Youth, and Smashing Pumpkins, and singer-songwriter Peter Frampton.
Well, you also find out that Lenny Kravitz stuffs his crotch, so...
Yeah, that was a disappointment to many a girl at the time. Originally, the Courtney Love-fronted band Hole was wanted for the episode, but one of the bands, later revealed to be Sonic Youth, stated that if Love appeared on the episode, they would not. It is unclear exactly what the disagreement was over, because Courtney Love's a horrible human being. But the band was friendly with Love's late husband, Kurt Cobain. That would probably make a lot of sense.
For sure.
Now, what were the ones you were kind of hoping to see on this list?
Scully and Mulder were on an episode, actually the same episode as Leonard Nimoy, and I'm surprised all three of those didn't make it.
Yeah, I kind of am too.
Leonard Nimoy was on two different episodes. He was on the one with the train, and he was on the X-Files one, with when Byrne going all insane and crazy.
Yep. One made it in the top 10 of this, Jose Canseco, but I thought like Barry Bonds or Ken Griffey would have made it for the baseball episode.
Because those were all three in the same episode.
Yeah.
Danica, you got any?
I wasn't allowed to watch the show as a child, so I don't really have any.
Really?
Yeah.
Aw.
Huh.
I feel sad for you.
Can we go over there and give you a hug?
You can have a cupcake.
I already had a cupcake.
Have another one.
I'm not hungry.
Here's some Simpsons music.
That's your six pack for this morning. Your top six list of Simpsons guests. We'll be back after Wolves by Dreamers on 89.9 KGRG FM. You're listening to The Buzz. 89.9 KGRG FM. You're listening to The Buzz, and it's time for us to go over our little question of the day we had intern Quinn go over yesterday.
Yeah.
And that was, if you could only have one meal for the rest of your life, what would it be?
Oh, yeah.
Hey, Danica, what would it be for you?
Oh, man. Probably, like, any meal from this restaurant called Olympic Pizza and Pasta, because it's dope.
See, I feel like pizza is cheating, but I'll accept it.
No, it's Greek food, but, like, they put, like, a Greek spin on Italian food, and it's so good. I want it right now in my face.
All right, Dave, what about you?
See, you say pizza's cheating, but it has everything you need.
But
bread.
I want the pasta, though.
You want the pasta specifically.
There's like this Greek like spaghetti, and it's so good. I mean,
it's all Greek to me, man.
Yeah. But yeah, pizza, you have bread, you have dairy with cheese, you have meat with pepperoni, you have vegetable with tomato sauce.
Got it.
You have everything you need. Pizza.
See, I was thinking Korean barbecue.
You would. That's the only place you can cook.
I mean, after last time, it's still okay. I even went to, where was it? We went grocery shopping yesterday, the day before. Mm-hmm. We actually found like Korean barbecue short ribs, which is pretty cool. Right? And then I also have a friend.
Were they already seasoned and everything?
Yeah.
Nice.
Shout out to my boy, Roy. He's got a little portable Korean barbecue kit.
Ooh, nice.
Right?
That comes in handy.
Like, he brought it to a party, and you can use it indoors and outdoors.
So it's not the giant table with the grill in the middle?
No, it's just like a little mini grill. It's not like a regular grill, and you shouldn't use those inside. That's a bad.
That is. But no, yeah. Pizza's still for me. I couldn't eat squid and tentacles and all that stuff.
Yeah, but you still get, like, short ribs. You get chicken.
The one and only time I ever went to Korean barbecue, I didn't get sick because I didn't eat, like, the seafood because I can't. But everyone else got food poisoning because they didn't cook it long enough.
I'm surprised I didn't die from the squid.
I'm surprised, too. I'm surprised I didn't try and reach out and grab you and pull you into the flame itself.
I ate undercooked squid once. It was bad. Real bad.
You only have two ones.
Don't do it.
Look at Andrea getting all ready for her news.
Yeah, I know. She's actually here on time. We don't have to Rickroll her or play I Just the Buzz. We don't have to do anything for her today.
It's because we have the news coming up next, but let us know at Twitter, at Facebook, at the BuzzKGRG, on all that stuff. Let us know.
One food. Rest your life.
Well, that, and then we also have...
Oh, we have a new one. That's right.
We have a new one that we'll mention at the end of the show.
Yeah, well, a little tease. Just stay tuned for the end. You won't want to miss it. Trust me.
With the news coming up after, let's do All Time Low, Missing You, 89.9 KGRG.
Huh. Missed you guys, too.
You're listening to the buzz.
We're still here, Dave.
Phrasing?
Breaking news.
Breaking news.
Breaking news.
Breaking news.
Breaking news. Breaking news.
This hour's news is brought to you by Words, and also the Jet City Comic Show. Jet City Comic Show happening November 5th and 6th at the Tacoma Convention Center. For more information, you can visit JetCityComicShow.com. That's JetCityComicShow.com.
Thank you.
Phrasing!
Thank you, Bri. Brought to you, Bri.
Brought to you, Bri, the Jet City Comic Show.
Bri.
Remember?
Remember
words?
Remember when they took our time?
This is time for the news with Andrea.
Yes, it is.
This Saturday, KGRG will be having a concert to kick out the Fall Pledge Drive. The event will be featuring five bands. Admission is $10 and doors open at 5:30, so come check it out. Today, it is 54 degrees, and if you're in Auburn, don't worry. The rain will don't worry about the rain too much because it should be gone around 3 p.m. As for traffic, 18 is looking good as usual, but heading south on the 167, traffic is slowed down significantly. Last but not least, the Seahawks will be playing against the Arizona Cardinals this Sunday.
Yeah, they will.
Yes, they will.
Yeah, they will.
That's the news. I'm Andrea from KGRG FM.
Up next, this is either Andrea's or Andreas. We'll find out.
San Andreas?
It's by Sea Haven on 89.9 KGRG. You listen to the buzz.
That was an awesome game.
I guess.
It was.
Frosty the Snowman by request on 89.9 KGRG. You're listening to the buzz.
If you want someone to blame the program director of KGRG 1, your classic alternative, Miss Andrea.
Hi. You can also download the official KGRG 1 app, go into Google Play or iTunes if you have one of those Apple thingies. Yeah? Can you still listen to stuff without a headphone jack?
Yeah, you can, because you have wireless headphones that plug into the charging port.
Oh, that makes sense.
Because... screw you, Apple people, apparently.
It's time for us to get out of here.
It is.
Oh, man, I'm super excited for this one.
Oh, yeah. All right, how are we doing it?
We can just do a normal one.
Okay, let's do a normal one.
All right. Ready?
Yep.
So long.
Farewell. Uh-oh.
Thank you.
I got blisters on my fingers.
What?
I got blisters on my fingers.
I guess.
You know how hard he's shredding that right now? He doesn't use the guitar pick either.
Oh, God.
It's freaking Eddie Van Halen. He doesn't use the guitar pick.
This has been The Buzz on 89.9 KGRG FM. If you want to catch any of our past shows, or the current ones, whatever, we don't judge.
No.
You can catch the new KGRG.com. That's KGRG.com. Brand new at shiny. It's neat. It's got doohickeys and diddlywops and who does it.
And I know we missed a few episodes over the summer. We'll be getting those uploaded into an archive area pretty soon.
Yeah, man.
Check out what went on the summer without me.
Dear God. Or don't.
I called in a couple times.
This has been The Buzz on 89.9 KGRG. Until tomorrow morning, bright and early, 6 a.m. Just in case there's another storm, you can catch us on demand. This has been The Buzz.
Come back, Aaron.
Or don't. I mean, I'm going to keep wanting no matter what.
And
so.
Most importantly, be good humans better than us. We are horrible, horrible people.